Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Alex Jones Show. It is InfoWars.com. Live, on air, in the year 2023. So why don't you suck on that, globalists? Why don't you suck on that, deep state? 2023, another year on air, another year of victory. Another year where we refuse to give up, we refuse to back down, and we refuse to be slaves in a corporate world government. Leading the charge against it is us. You, me, the crew, Alex Jones, the great guests, everybody. That's why we are here. And even though I don't get too hyped about the flipping of the calendar, another sunrise, another sunset, it does represent new potential. It does represent new beginnings, and it offers sometimes hope in times of treachery. And isn't that what we've been going through? All the treacherous treatment by our government. Now, let me just say, as a quick programming note here, we have an absolutely loaded transmission. Now, Alex Jones is joining us on the other side of this break. It is, after all, the Alex Jones Show, and we will be hearing a message from Alex on the other side of this break and throughout the day, specifically a New Year's themed message. Because after all, do you think the deep state, the globalists, the Democrats, the National Crime Syndicate with Big Tech and the Democrat Party, do you think they had InfoWars still being on the air as part of their problems to deal with in the year 2023? No, I think they thought we'd be shut down a long time ago. But thanks to you and the audience, thanks to God above, we are still here. Now, having said that, we are going to be covering a ton of news today. I mean, there is just so much news today that I'm going to be here for 7 hours covering all of it, and I will not be short of news to cover. I will be able to fill 7 hours easily. And, of course, the great Gerald Celente is going to be joining us as well. He'll be hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We have an in-studio guest today, and that is Jeff Younger. And we've been following this story here in Texas for years now, where the Texas Supreme Court is basically saying you cannot protect your son. It could be a daughter, but you cannot protect your child from the trans kid agenda, and you cannot take control of your child's life when they're still young so that they can't be forced into chemically altering them with hormone therapies or even physically altering them with the trans kids' surgeries. Now, Jeff is going to be in studio at 1 o'clock explaining the recent Texas Supreme Court decision. But you wonder, does the idea of trans kids make it through another year? Does that absolute insanity, does that absolute madness make it through another calendar year? Or is 2023 the year we finally start to swing the pendulum back to common sense, and it's trans kids is recognized for what it is? It's child abuse, and it's the complete mutilation is what it is. It's not trans kids, it's child abuse, it's genital mutilation of kids. Does that make it through another calendar year, that absolute insanity? So that's all coming up. But on the other side, it's Alex Jones' first New Year's message to the InfoWars audience, and then all the news, all the guests, as we here at InfoWars kick off what is set to be another epic year.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top, but right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
Tomorrow's news today.
Welcome to the year 2023, an absolutely critical time for humanity. We are at a juncture, and we are deciding the future course of our species right now. Last year was an incredibly dangerous year, obviously, with the war starting in Ukraine and the global economy beginning to collapse. But it was also a very powerful year for humanity's understanding of the way the world really works, and the mass awakening. And of course, I'm talking about the fact that all of us that refused the shot, all of us that pointed out that it attacks the immune system, all of us that showed the scientific evidence that it was connected to myocarditis and blood clots have been totally vindicated. And now even members of the CDC and NIH and others are coming out and being forced to admit that. Now, the sad part about that is they are still moving forward attempting to give these shots to six-month-olds and up. They're trying to make them mandatory in school. They're trying to make everybody that visits the United States take the shots before they can get here. We're the only country in the world now still doing that. We're the only country in the world that gives these shots to six-month-olds and up, and they're also trying to give it now to newborns. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us here when we deal with medical freedom and our bodily autonomy. But regardless, we had major breakthroughs, and the whole enemy propaganda system and the federal control of big tech and everything they threw at us was not enough to suppress the truth from getting out. And it's been our viewers and listeners that have been at the very, very tip of the spear with that fight. And it's been my broadcast, through the grace of God, I was able to have some of these top scientists on first to magnify their voices so that now in the year 2023, we have a real chance of bringing these Joseph Mengele 2.0s like Anthony Fauci to justice through the court system and our criminal investigations that have now been launched in Florida. Germany's launching a criminal investigation, and a lot more is happening. So I just want to say I really appreciate all of you out there and the hard work you've done to tell the truth. And I want to encourage you all to redouble your efforts or they're going to try to bring back more forced injections, more lockdowns, and more. Again, thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you all at InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
All right. Alex Jones, message. Entering 2023. Humanity is winning. We are winning. But winning does come at a cost, does it not? And we'll discuss what that looks like today. But let me just tell you what we have coming up as far as news coverage is concerned. Again, we are expecting to hear more from Alex before the end of the transmission. I've got a bunch of political news where it appears the narrative or the main plot that the media wants us talking about is, and I think there is a general interest there, obviously, and that's this debate between Trump and DeSantis. That's where I saw most of the focus over the holiday season and then leading into today's transmission, Trump, DeSantis, Trump, DeSantis. You've got the Trump loyalists who I think are acting on their own. I mean, I don't know of Trump giving out any commands or operating any of these, we'll call it internet hit teams,
to be going after DeSantis, digging into his past, digging into videos from 10, 20 years ago, saying, see, DeSantis is the bad guy. You need to be supporting Trump. I don't think Trump is orchestrating that, but certainly that is the main thrust of the political debate right now, when it should be what's about to happen with the speaker vote tomorrow. So I'm going to be discussing those two things, the Trump-DeSantis issue, and then, which to me is a non-issue right now, it shouldn't even be on the table, it should be what is going to happen with the vote tomorrow for Speaker of the House. Now, that has gotten a little nasty behind the scenes, I will tell you. It has gotten nasty behind the scenes. So I'll tell you what's going on with that. So we'll have those political news stories covered today as well. And I think what people are going to have to admit to themselves, if they've still been in denial about it for all these years, this idea, this concept that somehow self-government has failed and self-government is something of the past, a relic. You can't be trusted. You, a pesky human, you, a little peon, you, a little serf, you, a little indentured servant. You just can't handle the complexities of life anymore. You can't handle the new technologies. And so we need the government infrastructure built now so that, oh, well, you're not even going to be driving a car in 10 years and you're certainly not going to be traveling. And people are starting to finally scratch their heads and say, hey, why, with these omnibus spending bills and all these other legislative sessions, why do they keep bringing up these concepts of this smart grid system, the Internet of Things, where now the government has control and they can turn my car off. And now the government has control and they can turn my air conditioning or my heating off. Oh, and you know where it goes from here, don't you? It's all smart now. They can get on your phone. They can control your phone. They can control your thermostat. They can control your car. You know, they have the new smart locks now, too. And the lock on your house is connected to the Internet. They can control that lock. They need to send the feds in. They don't even need to worry about bringing in a battering ram. Just hit the Internet unlock button, and then your door's unlocked. Oh, they're coming right in. And so people are seeing this and they're hearing it. They're starting to see the bigger picture with the man-made climate change BS. And they're saying, well, now, wait a second. I'm all for saving the planet. I want to be a good Samaritan to planet Earth. But now, hold on a second. I also want to be free. And so these stories have been out there forever about the kill switch in the cars, and there's probably been four or five bills passed that include the kill switch in the cars. So they already have the legislation. It's just a matter of bringing it to practice, and they want to normalize it first. They want to get you used to the idea. They don't want you to hop in your car tomorrow, have the government turn it off, and then you're like, what the heck? Slowly roll it out. Slowly introduce it. It's kind of with the whole, your engine automatically turns off and on now when you stop and start your car. It's obnoxious. It's just this idea that everything that's worked has to be changed. So let's make it work not so well so that when we change it, people aren't so upset. So we'll be discussing that today. I think the big story for 2023, though, and I'm starting to see the signs of this coming fast. Coming fast. It might take a month, but I think the real story for 2023 is going to be economic collapse and devastation. And people have been treading water financially for so long since COVID, expecting some relief, expecting things to get better. No, actually, post-COVID and post-Biden, the market really still has not corrected itself, folks. I think the market corrects itself in 2023. And if you thought it was bad in 2022, I hate to tell you, it's going to be a lot worse in 2023. It's going to be bad. Grocery bills, energy bills, gas prices, you know, that'll be a story in and of itself. That's not going to be what wallops you. That's not going to be what wallops you. And some of the luxuries that people have been used to being able to afford, you're not going to be able to afford them anymore. Subscriptions, memberships, prices are going to go up. You're going to cancel them. And people are going to sit back and they're going to say, what happened? 5 years ago, I was saving money. 5 years ago, I had a savings account that I could consistently put money into. I was looking to buy assets, houses, cars, making business investments. That's all gone, folks. And if people think that's going to correct itself and be better in 2023, I'm sorry. You got another thing coming. No, I think 23 is going to be the year where people realize what's been done.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have not yet seen the post-COVID, post-Biden market correction. I think we see it in 2023, and people are in for a rude awakening. That's not to be pessimistic, because America's been through worse, financially, economically speaking, so we can recover from that. The challenge is going to be getting people to understand why the have-nots or the haves and have-nots have a greater divide between them. Why your grocery bill just keeps going up and up and up and up and up and up and up. Why your energy bill keeps going up and up and up and up and up. That's another story. I want to focus on some political news right now. The big debate, the big topic should be the speaker vote tomorrow, and we're not getting enough of that. Instead, we're getting the typical Trump nominating the discussion, and we're having the Trump DeSantis debate 2 years ahead of schedule. DeSantis hasn't even announced that he's running. And so I don't think, at least I don't have any direct knowledge of Trump launching this initiative for Trump's top loyalists to be going after Ron DeSantis so hardcore right now. But I don't really like it. I'll be honest with you. I don't like it. Because it's ahead of schedule, and the real conversation we should be having is Kevin McCarthy or someone else for Speaker of the House, and that vote is tomorrow. But here's some of the stuff. So, like I said, it's the political commentary that is really dominating right now is Trump versus DeSantis. All the Trump loyalists are out telling you how bad DeSantis is with that, how bad he is with that, and this and the other thing. Sharing video clips like an interview from like 10 years ago, DeSantis says that Bush was the most inspirational person you've met. It's like, look, see, DeSantis, he can't be trusted. He said he was inspired by Bush. He's doing an interview, a stand-up interview. There was no planning for this. Someone just asked, oh, who? He doesn't know. You can hear, he's like, oh, boy, that's really tough to say. I don't know, but I mean, I did meet a President Bush, so I guess I'll say President Bush. It's like, oh, see, he can't be trusted. It's like, really? I mean, that's your barometer? Donald Trump, who gave money to the Clintons? Donald Trump, who was at events with Epstein and Maxwell? Again, I don't sit here and say, oh, look, Donald Trump gave money to the Clintons. Look, Donald Trump was with Maxwell and Epstein. No, because it's ridiculous. I'm about policy. I'm about results. But, oh, this hemming and hawing from the Trump loyalists just has me sick. Oh, my gosh, DeSantis said he was inspired by Bush. Oh, that's how purists you are now. Oh, I see. Trump supporters are purists now. Okay. But that's neither here nor there. That's just the political commentary that I hope Trump is not unintentionally distracting from the real debate, which is who should be the Speaker of the House. I don't see this coming from Trump, but maybe it is Trump. Maybe Trump is telling people, go out and attack DeSantis. Go out and help me. Do something for me. My campaign is dying before it's even off the ground. And to me, I see Trump reeling right now. I have to be honest. Trump, it wasn't my fault. Trump blames GOP's handling of abortion for midterm losses. To me, this is just Trump flailing. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the social media censorship that has him upset because he doesn't get near the reaction or response from a Truth Social post than he did on Twitter. I don't know if he's just desperate for air and he's just dying for TV interviews or what. I just don't understand this at all.
It just seems like he's flailing, quite frankly, from my perspective. But this is just ludicrous. Because, Donald, you even know that this is not completely accurate. Here was the statement. It wasn't my fault that the Republicans didn't live up to expectations in the midterms. It was the abortion issue, poorly handled by many Republicans, especially those that firmly insisted on no exceptions, even in the case of rape, incest, or life of the mother, that lost large numbers of voters. Why is he even offering this commentary right now? Again, to me, it's just a guy flailing, desperate for attention almost. The people that pushed so hard for decades against abortion got their wish from the U.S. Supreme Court and then just plain disappeared, not to be seen again, plus Mitch McConnell's stupid money. No, see, Trump, that's what it is. You got screwed by Mitch McConnell, and we all know what happened in Maricopa County, and we all know what happened in Georgia, not just in the last midterm elections, but in 2020 as well. So to sit here now and say, oh, see, this is like the Republicans blaming you. This is like the Republicans blaming Trump for the 2022 midterm losses. That's like Trump blaming the abortion issue for the midterm losses. Both are inaccurate, wildly. But there it is. There's your Republican leadership flailing in the wind, flopping around, desperate for some sort of traction. And then the real debate, which is who should be the Speaker of the House. Now, just moments ago, Dan Bishop, who's one of the good guys in Congress, puts this out. He says, why didn't we get Kevin McCarthy's proposed rules package at least 72 hours in advance? And so that has people concerned that the rules that Kevin McCarthy is going to be enforcing if he becomes Speaker of the House are not going to be what the Trump wing of the Republicans, the America First Republicans, the Common Sense Republicans, the non-deep state Republicans, the anti-establishment Republicans, they want to see those rules. McCarthy still lacks vote to win speakership. At least 8 conservatives claim the House requires a radical departure of the status quo. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. But so this is getting a little nasty behind the scenes, I'm going to tell you. It's getting a little nasty, and I'm actually glad, quite frankly. I'm glad that we have Republicans that are taking something that seriously finally and understanding that we are in a life or death battle for the future of this country. So you have Newt Gingrich going on TV, and I like Newt, but I got to disagree with him here, calling those trying to stop McCarthy from becoming the speaker kamikazes. We'll sink the whole Republican Party. Newt loses it over anti-McCarthy holdouts. But see, I think that that is hyperbolic because the whole Republican Party's already been sank. Sink the Republican Party? It's at the bottom of the ocean, Newt. What do you mean sink? How can I sink the Republican Party? It's anchored to the bottom of the deep state. It's anchored to the bottom of the swamp. And I'm going to believe that Kevin McCarthy is going to be the one that lifts the Republican Party out of the swamp? Is that a joke? Are you kidding me? No. Stopping McCarthy from becoming Speaker of the House is not going to sink the Republican Party. The Republican Party has already been sunk by the likes of Mitch McConnell, who wants McCarthy to be the Speaker. Incoming Republican Anna Paulina Luna says House member threatened her for not supporting McCarthy. I'm telling you, it's getting nasty, and I might know who this is. I'll tell you who I think it is coming up on the other side. But I got to tell you, if McCarthy gets the Speaker of the House vote tomorrow, I am going to lose a lot of faith that we're going to see much change.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalists. And I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Yeah, I'm very unmoved. I'm very uninspired by a 10-year-old video of Ron DeSantis talking about Bush. Completely uninterested. Means nothing to me. Donald Trump flopping and flailing about saying, oh, abortion is why we lost in the midterms. Give me a break. I'm more disgusted by that than I am of an old DeSantis video. Besides, folks, I've done this before. You're at an event, whatever, you do a stand-up interview, it's off the cuff, you're not prepared, you say something, maybe you regret, maybe you didn't mean it. It happens. It's like, this new documentary just came out
from Andrew Callaghan, I think is his name. And I've met him before. He's a nice guy. But I wouldn't say he does gotcha interviews, but his interviewing style is a little off-putting at times. And they did an interview of me, and it made his new HBO film. And people are like, wow, well, look what Troyer said here. He's like, oh, he doesn't look so smart. It's like, yeah, I had just had a 15-hour day, and he comes up and asks me for an interview at 1 o'clock in the morning. But, yeah, I'm a little out of it at that time. I mean, I was nice enough to give it to him. I thought he was nice enough to even ask, so okay. But that's my point is, no, I'm completely unmoved by Ron DeSantis saying he was inspired by George Bush 10 or 15 years ago. Means nothing to me. No, I'm more upset that Donald Trump won't come out against the vaccines that have killed tens of thousands of people, and he keeps telling you how great they are. That's more moving to me than an old stand-up interview off the cuff from Ron DeSantis. But let's get back to the debate, because it shouldn't be about Trump and DeSantis. And quite frankly, if Trump thinks making the debate about him and DeSantis is helping him, he's wrong. The real debate should be who's going to be the Speaker of the House. Now, the problem is it's really only Matt Gaetz or Kevin McCarthy, as far as I can tell. But who do you think Anna Paulina Luna, freshman congresswoman in Florida, is talking about when she says a House member threatened her for not supporting Kevin McCarthy? Now, I'm gonna tell you an unpopular opinion here, but I bet it was Marjorie Taylor Greene. I bet it was Marjorie Taylor Greene. And let me be clear. I like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I disagree with her on the Kevin McCarthy speakership, but I still like her. I still think she's one of the good guys. There's going to be people I like that are the good guys in Congress that I'm not going to agree with all the time on, and that's fine. Matt Gaetz, Americans want an honest and hardworking Speaker of the House, not Kevin McCarthy. Boy, I think that sums it up. I look at it as, why are we going to go with something that is a known loser? There's no, what is the potential from Kevin McCarthy? Oh, there is none. He's already had a position of leadership. He failed us. But that's the problem. If it's McDaniel, McConnell, and McCarthy for another 2 years, nothing will change for you politically with your representation, with your leadership in the Republican Party. Nothing will change. And that's the problem. So, if I was a betting man, I'd bet you Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker tomorrow. However, there is major nastiness behind the scenes. I don't think it's going to be smooth. I think the holdouts are going to continue to hold out, and they're going to raise hell. And I hope that they do. Because the whole argument they're going to say is, well, now you're sabotaging McCarthy. Now you're sabotaging Republican leadership. What? McCarthy sabotaged himself. Republican leadership sabotaged us. Sabotaging Republican leadership? Oh no, they've done so much for me. What will I do without the Republican leadership of Kevin McCarthy going to bat for me every day? So, I don't expect anything to change there. And that'll be our first reminder of the deep state is still in control when McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House tomorrow. But the holdouts are going to continue to hold out. I don't mind this rift in the Republican Party either, because it has to happen. Either we're going to get representation from the people, for the people, by the people, or we're going to continue to get swamp creatures like McConnell and McCarthy. And I'm not interested in that. That does nothing for me. Oh, don't sabotage Republican leadership in the House. Well, it's not going to make any difference whether I do or don't. Except maybe if we do have a holdout, maybe if we do criticize the Republican leadership, maybe if we do make it a miserable ride for Kevin McCarthy, maybe then we could get some change here in the future. Maybe then we could have some leadership that actually reflects what we, the voter, and we, the people, want to see reflected in D.C.
I have no faith in Kevin McCarthy to restore that. Then there's Mitch McConnell. But there's no surprises here. In your face, Mitch McConnell to host Joe Biden at infrastructure bill celebration in Kentucky the day after GOP takes major House victory. So McConnell going to be rubbing elbows with Biden. That's nice to know. Where McConnell just wants you to know where he stands. And so Biden, I think, is still on vacation in the Bahamas. We'll have more news coming up on that later. He had the omnibus bill flown into the Bahamas, 1,500 miles. He's saving climate change. He flew a bill 1,500 miles to the Bahamas so he could sign it. The only thing missing was Sam Bankman-Fried. But don't worry, the money was laundered. $1.7 trillion signed by Biden, supposedly, in the Bahamas, flown thousands of miles because he's fighting climate change. And he's never been to the southern border either, but he's going to be in Kentucky rubbing elbows with Mitch McConnell, because Mitch McConnell just wants to piss on your face and let you know who he really stands for, and that's not you, the American people. That's Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. And then there is Joe Biden. Now, this is not a secret. This has been well known for years, but there's another book coming out about it. New book claims Joe Biden refuses to speak freely around his Secret Service agents because they're white Southerners. Paranoid, they'll leak embarrassing information. Well, that's a nice, funny shot at white Southerners that I'm sure I have no doubt that he took, but it really has nothing to do with their skin color. It really has nothing to do with where they're from. And it has everything to do with the fact that Joe Biden is a disgusting creep and a corrupt politician. And it's been well known the disregard or disrespect or disgust even that Secret Service has felt for Biden after they had to cancel parties, like birthday parties, because the Bidens would show up and grope their wives and girlfriends. Yeah. So there's always been an issue with Secret Service and the Biden family. It's not exactly a all-around good relationship. But I think really the concern is that the Secret Service probably knows better than anybody the true state of Joe Biden. But they are loyal government employees, and I think we could probably all be grateful for that. I don't want the Secret Service to stand down just because they don't like the president. I want them to keep doing their job even if I can't stand the guy. And so they do. But you wonder if that dam isn't going to break, don't you? Don't you wonder? Again, Secret Service workers may be the most loyal in the government, but you just wonder if something may give, especially if more details start to emerge about potential disrespect that Joe Biden might have towards Secret Service. Maybe one of them decides to give a little behind the scenes on what Joe Biden's life is like. I don't know, trips to the bathroom, the diapers, what happens at his beachfront property when he goes on vacation every weekend, all of the family members that are living at the White House. There's a lot that they could tell, and I don't think Joe and his family would like them telling it. Of course, they're not.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm going to get back into the political news here. Owen Schroeder hosting the Alex Jones Show. But as we enter another year, 2023, another year of InfoWars on the air, that alone is a victory. It's not possible without your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So, you want to see InfoWars last another year into even another year? Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That is the best way to do it. The Real Red Pill back in stock. The Real Red Pill Plus, that is back in stock and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But I want to just tell you two supplements that were game changers for me over this holiday break. And one I have to tell you about is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Now, I've got a canister right here on the desk, and I can sit here and read from the label all the ingredients where you're getting more than 100% your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. You even got some vitamin K in there. I mean, it just goes on and on and on with all the great stuff. The magnesium. By the way, magnesium was like a top trend on Twitter today. People just figuring out finally how serious magnesium is to help with your immune system and so many other enzymatic functions. That's why we also sell fizzy magnesium. But why am I telling you about Vitamin Mineral Fusion? Because there's a little bug going around Texas. A couple people on the crew got it. A couple friends of mine got it. And I happened to get it as well
of course, right over the holiday season. Luckily, I was already time off, so it didn't really interfere too much of the business workings around here. But I got it, and it was pretty much in and out, and I didn't really get too sick. I barely had a fever, you know, a little achiness, a little fatigue, but 48 hours, come and gone, wasn't that bad, and I think that's because my immune system was prepared because of all the supplements I take, quite frankly, from InfoWarsStore.com, but specifically Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And what I do is, as soon as I feel something, like, you know, sometimes you can kind of feel something coming on, I double up on the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I double up on the supplements, and then I'm usually good to go. So it didn't hit me that bad. Little soreness, a little achiness, a little fatigue, maybe a minor fever. But all things considered, about 48 hours, wasn't too stressful. Hell, I probably even would have come into work had I not already had the scheduled time off. But that's how you can deal with this stuff. And, you know, just to trace it back to COVID again, they want you unhealthy. They want your immune system depleted. So when you get hit with these viruses, they can cause you to live in fear and then control you. We want you to be empowered by having a healthy body. We want you to be empowered by having a strong immune system. That's why we sell supplements to do that at InfoWarsStore.com. And then one other one. I went out on New Year's Eve, like I'm sure many of you did as well. And so didn't get the most sleep on New Year's Eve, we'll just say. So wanted to do some serious catching up last night. And it was probably right at or just after midnight. I took a swig from the Down and Out Sleep Support Supplement at InfoWarsStore.com, and man, let me tell you, down and out. Good night. Man, did I have a good night's sleep last night. And it was definitely thanks to Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.com. And you know, it was so refreshing. The sleep was so deep last night. When I woke up this morning, it was like no lethargic, like I wasn't waiting to get the energy. It was like I slept so well. It was like, boom, as soon as I got up, ready to go. So I'm telling you, for a good night's sleep, folks, Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, it's 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So we made it into another calendar year. We hope to do it again. And your support at InfoWarsStore.com will be paramount in accomplishing that goal. All right. Okay. Let's get some of these other political news stories off the desk here. Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar calls for regulations on social media companies for misinformation and disinformation. Of course, I'll translate that for you. Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar calls for government control over the internet. And that's what it's really all about, isn't it? And I will tell you this. And I'm going to be covering another story on the War Room later today regarding this. I think the plan is already in place on how they're going to roll this out. They've already got their marketing plan ready to go. They've already got their celebrity voices and faces ready to go. They've already drummed up all the hatred against Elon Musk. They've already tried to normalize the internet censorship while denying they're engaged in it. Oh, we don't have a Department of Misinformation. And then, well, they lied. They did. So this is all about getting government control over the internet, and the practical application for your understanding is that there's not going to be free speech anymore on the internet. You're not going to be able to criticize a COVID vaccine. You're not going to be able to report on the origin story of COVID in a lab, which, by the way, we've got more evidence on that. Anthony Fauci knew exactly what he was doing. Again, that's coming up later, though. I do expect probably by this summer, if not the spring, you're going to see a full-on rolled-out plan on the Democrat Party internet takeover. Of course, they'll use the guise of the federal government or the FBI or the White House, whatever it is. No, it's the Democrats and they're running the whole thing. We all know that. The agents of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, the agents of the Communist Chinese. And I would expect by summer for sure, if not by spring, You're going to see this rolled out. They're going to be doing hearings. They're going to have internet celebrities telling you why it needs to be like this. They're going to try to obfuscate the real story, and they're going to say, well, what about internet bullying, or what about leaking hacked materials and all this other stuff to distract so that you say, oh, yeah, that's a good thing, when that's not what this is about at all. It's not what this is about at all. It's kind of like with the FBI wanting all this access to spy on you and getting it, and then you have the attack in New York City on New Year's Eve, a radical man running around with a machete. Oh, and what happens? It turns out he was on an FBI wanted list and an FBI watch list as a known violent jihadist, and they let him go off and have the attack, who injured three police officers, because they're not using the power they've been given to stop criminals. They're going to use the power they're given to stop you. They want to use this power to spy on their enemies and politically destroy and censor their enemies. It's not about stopping crime. It's not about building a stronger union. It's all about control for them. So I will tell you this. I, again, expect to see something by the spring, definitely by the summer. The Democrats are going to roll out a whole, it's going to be a whole presentation. And they're going to have internet celebrities, and they're going to have, it's going to be a huge marketing push. And of course, in the interim, they're going to try to devastate Twitter as much as possible between now and then, because they know that Twitter is going to be the only place that may not oblige by the new government regulations to have the government basically running the company and everybody else be hands off. And that's ultimately what did happen at Twitter. That's what was upsetting Jack Dorsey. That's what we're finding out in these Twitter files. So the government's already been running the operation. They just want to make it legal now, and they just want to make it the precedent now. But get ready. Get ready for a major push for total state control over these social media companies by the end of this calendar year. And it's going to be not your normal political football that they're going to be tossing around and punting around. This is going to be like a Super Bowl halftime show level display, wanting you to buy into it, thinking it's so great, when really it's just propaganda. And now people are realizing this with the omnibus bill, where it's like the fourth or fifth time they've done this. Big Brother will watch you drive. Disgusting infrastructure bill installs kill switches in all new vehicles, turns America into a police state. So this is what the government does. They say, you can't start, you can't make a new car unless it's electric. You can't make a new car unless it has the auto engine kill switch. It's kind of like how you already have your vehicles. Folks, you understand that this is a plan, okay? You know why your vehicle has the automatic engine turn off when you stop your car? It's because ultimately it was going to be used for this. You don't think that was government pressure? Well, now you know.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.